Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Let's open up in prayer. Father, in the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for everything. Thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's early rise. Please bless this 15 minutes to your glory. Let it be well pleased on high. Let it multiply and multiply again. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I'm going to talk about the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. But I'm going to have a commercial break, and I'm going to try to listen to this Lauren Daigle, I'll Trust in You.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure love. Am I more than just the sum of every
a befitting song for the subject we're talking about. I'll be coming out of John chapter 4, but I'm going to read it as a story. After Jesus changed the water into wine at the wedding feast, word began to spread that he was an unusual man. The thing that was unusual about him was that he was God as well as man. He came to earth to show people what God was really like and how much he loved them. One way Jesus showed God's love to the world was by traveling around, talking to people, and helping them. On his journeys, Jesus and some of his followers passed through the little country of Samaria. You may remember that some of the Samaritans were descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel who broke away from the kingdom. They had mixed idol worship with the worship of the true God. Because of this, the people of Judah, or those who had stayed loyal to God, hated them. After the Jews rebuilt Jerusalem and Solomon's temple, some of the Samaritans wanted to come there and worship, but the Jews would not let them. So the Samaritans built their own temple and worshiped in the way they wanted. Now Samaria was a hot, dry country, and Jesus and his disciples grew tired and thirsty as they walked along. About noon, they were glad to find that they were coming to a village. At the edge of the village, there stood an old well that had been dug by Jacob. "I think I will sit here by the well and rest," Jesus told his friend. "You go on into the village and buy food if you like. While Jesus sat alone by the well, one of the women from the town came out to draw water. Now Jesus was thirsty, but he had no way to get water from the well. So he asked the woman for a drink from her bucket. The Samaritan woman gave Jesus an odd look. Do you mean that you, a Jew, are asking a Samaritan to give you a drink?" she asked. "If you knew who I am," Jesus replied, "you would ask me to give you living water." "What do you mean?" the woman asked. "You have no bucket and the well is deep. Where are you going to get living water?" "If you drink from this well," Jesus said, "you will get thirsty again. But the water I'm speaking of is different. It refreshes you over and over again." You see, Jesus was talking about his spirit of love that he could give her. He would make her soul feel as good as water made her body feel. But the woman did not understand this. "Give me some of that water," she said. "Then I will not have to make the trip out to this well again." In order to show the woman his power in another way, Jesus told her things about her life and family that a stranger could not know. The woman was surprised at this. She began to feel that this Jew was some kind of a man of God. "Sir," she said, "for a long time I have worried about something, and I think you can give me an answer. My people has always worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Which is right? The time is coming when people will not have to worship God at any particular place," Jesus answered. "They will see that God is everywhere, all the time, and that we should worship him and keep him in our hearts. Then we will be worshiping in the true way." "I know that God is going to send a Savior," the woman said. "When he comes, he will teach us the truth." Jesus looked up at the Samaritan woman. "I am the Christ," he said quietly. Just at this time, the disciples arrived with food from the village. In the confusion, the woman forgot all about her water and ran back to the city. "Come and see a man who told me everything I did. she said to her people, "Do you think he might be the promised one?" A crowd gathered around the woman and followed her back out to the well. When they saw Jesus and talked to him, they believed what the woman had said. They asked Jesus to stay there in their town, but he could stay for only 2 days. During that time, many people came to believe that he was the Christ. "At first, we believed because of what you told us," they said to the woman, "but now we have seen for ourselves that he is the Savior of the world." And that is the story of the Samaritan woman. Next Monday, we're going to talk about even the winds and waves obey him. We'll be coming from Matthew chapter 8. May God bless this few minutes that we had. And we're going to go and check out John chapter 4 and read the whole story. And be blessed. We have a full 2 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I am trying to figure out the way to use this 15 minutes in a very positive manner. And God just gave us some time. So I'm so excited and so thankful. So anyway, I want to tell you about Truth Be Told Ministry. My website, Truth Be Told Ministry with dashes in between .com. Truth-Be-Told-Ministry.com. And I'm going to be doing a YouTube video on my website on the TV radio link. That's forthcoming. I haven't done it yet, but it's forthcoming. But I just want to do everything that God has given me the ability to do, to spread his word, talk to his people, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And all the mediums out there, all the mediums. I'm even on Instagram, but I haven't put as much on Instagram as I used to. But glory to God, he's bringing me full circle. He's bringing me back full circle. And I thank you. I thank him, and I thank you. I'm still looking for donations for a 30-minute talk show. Right now, I don't have a solid person, but I am still looking for and praying for and believing for that person or those people to come forward and help and bless this ministry. So, thank you for listening to Truth Be Told Ministry. We are a benevolence ministry. We help when we can and where we can. And may God bless you, keep you until next Monday. When we talk about even the wind and waves obey him. Coming from Matthew chapter 8. There are so many stories that pertain to us today. So keep listening. Keep listening. Keep believing. Keep reading his word. And I thank you again. God bless you the rest of this week until we meet again. This is Ruth Myers with Truth Be Told Ministry. Bye-bye.